How often do we find beauty when we aren't looking for it? Or when you are looking and you have undertaken the expense of finding, you stumble on something quite different from your original target. It might be the human interference with physics that creates odd circumstances where opposites prove more attractive than the object we thought we were seeking. I want to fall in love, but I adore heartbreak, for instance. Or, I wish for money, but miss those days when paying my rent was a first-class misadventure of deceit, gambling, and foxy wile. I lament my youth, but happily accept the accidental wisdoms that fall like diamonds from the dross of all my silly schemes. In Iceland, looking for the aurora borealis in the sky, it strikes me with no surprise that I should find treasures beneath my feet. Looking for a foothold, I crash through thin ice into a forest of frozen splendor. The months of darkness and cold affect the floods of running water differently than they might elsewhere. When thaws and too much sunlight prevent ice formations from sculpting themselves over long times. These ice formations are not possible at 43 degrees of latitude, as in Buffalo, or 52 degrees of latitude, as in Hamburg, because sunlight or warm snaps destroy the formations before the layers accumulate densely. And the water in Iceland, running under a thin funnel of ice, protected from the sun by the lack of sunshine at 66 degrees north, forms layer after layer upon layer. And when the layers are formed by flecks of spray, by a continuous hit of tiny droplets as a stream strikes the rocks at a certain angle, then these unusual berry clusters of icy globules form. They cover rocks like wigs, hang from ledges like translucent grapes of glass, and reflect the tiny light thousands of times into a glacial phosphorescence you could say glows in the dark.